Well, on World Mental Health Day, we'll be promoting a lot of the work we've been doing around happiness and well-being. This is a joint NHS and local authority initiative, but actually embraces a lot of people out there. So we've involved the arts, we've involved the police, we've involved the business sector, the voluntary sector, and there's a happiness and mental well-being strategy for the city, which we're trying to roll out across the city. And it's based on the New Economics Foundation 5 principles to good mental well-being. And there's a little acronym you can remember called CLANG, C-L-A-N-G, which means these are the things you can do which will make you happier and improve your mental well-being. Connect, sort of make a connection with other people. Learn, keep learning in your life. Stay active, take notice of things around, and give. Be part of a sort of volunteer initiative or give something in your life to other people. So these are the five strands of the work that our mental well-being strategy is based on. Some of the concerns I have a little bit about it is the perception of it might be that it's somehow or other a sort of middle class affair, that it's actually ignoring people with poor mental health. And we do, after all, have one of the highest rates of suicide in the country. We've got higher rates of mental ill health. But for me, the two things go hand in hand. We've got to have a very robust approach to dealing with suicide risk, to making sure our mental health services for people who've got mental illness are better than they are just now. But very often people with mental illness have been the very people who have been excluded from other initiatives, which might be around the arts, which might be around volunteering, which might be around staying more active in their life, getting out for a health walk. And all these things can actually improve their mental well-being considerably. So it's not just a sort of middle class twee agenda for the well-heeled people to sort of think they're doing something. It's actually something that needs to embrace the whole community, and in effect it's needed more by people who are less equal, who are on lower rates of pay, who are more isolated, and who have mental illness. So it's a very positive strategy. It's about improving mental well-being, and that's what we're promoting on World Mental Health Day.